It's the MicroConf podcast. Today's episode is a tactics episode where we pull audio from one of our most popular YouTube videos from the past several years. This video is titled How to Find Profitable Micro SaaS Ideas in 2025. If you want to see the amazing visuals my team has put together, as well as see my smiling face, head to microconf.com/YouTube to see the YouTube channel, or click the link in the show notes to head to the video directly. Before we dive in to the meat of this episode, applications for MicroConf Connect will open next week and be open for 3 days from March 3rd to the 5th. MicroConf Connect is our online community hosted in Circle. We have monthly Connect live sessions, and our next one is going to be Asia Arangio. She'll be hosting a Connect live session on March 13th. So if you want to join a great online community for bootstrapped SaaS founders, head to microconfconnect.com and enter your email so that you will be on the waitlist for when applications open. And with that, let's dive in to how to find profitable micro SaaS ideas in 2025. What if I told you that right now there are founders building six-figure businesses by creating micro SaaS apps for platforms you already know? Today, I'm sitting down with Sneer Alayoff, a non-technical founder who followed my stair-step approach to go from dropshipping and selling ebooks to growing an app portfolio for Monday.com's marketplace to $30,000 in monthly recurring revenue in less than a year. In the next few minutes, you'll learn how Sneer identified and validated these specific opportunities, the exact playbook he used to get his first 10 customers, and the key strategies he used to take his apps from zero to more than $30,000 a month. Before we get started, I want to say thanks to Monday.com for sponsoring this video. If you've thought about building a SaaS, but you weren't sure where to start, you won't want to miss this chat. Let's dive in. Sneer, you've built a handful of Monday apps. Can you give us a quick overview of the portfolio that you've built?
Yes, of course. So we have around four apps on Monday. We have an AI assistant. We have a couple of call automations, app that does a couple of call automations that are really useful in Monday. We have an integration with Google Sheets, and we also have an app that basically allows you to add the same item to multiple boards on Monday. So those are the four apps that we currently have on the marketplace.
I get emails pretty much every week asking me how to find these kinds of ideas, right? Or these kinds of marketplace opportunities. Can you help me understand how you came up with these ideas?
Yeah, of course. So the first one, the AI assistant, was really just a project that we shipped for the Monday hackathon. So Monday hosted the hackathon for developers to build some cool AI features, AI apps that integrate with Monday. So that was the first one. We came up with the idea in a day, built it, and launched it. It was really quick and dirty. And that's how we shipped that one. The second app, I would say, the Google Sheets one, was really came out of a need that I had, and something that I thought was really, my intuition said that there should be an integration between Monday to Google Sheets. So I kind of built it out of my own need, and I also assumed that other users on Monday have that need. So that's how the second one was developed. The third one was actually an app. So we took inspiration from a couple of apps that already were on Monday, which were more about creating some more creative automations inside the platform. And the fourth one, so that was the app that we actually validated the idea and found that this was indeed a need in the market.
So let's dig into the same item on multiple boards, because it sounds like that's the one you did the most validation for. You said you got on Zoom calls or something. How many people did you talk to? And did you do like pre-purchases where people paid you in advance? Or did you get a few yeses and then go off building?
Yes, that's a funny story, actually, because we went on Facebook groups and just saw some people asking, hey, how do I build that setup for my business on Monday? How do I do this workflow on Monday? And I just told them, hey, I'm a Monday implementer. I can set the whole Monday account for you. While I was not really, that wasn't what I was doing at that time. But I just wanted to get some feedback from people. So I got them on a call. I asked, okay, show me what you're looking to get done. And this need, like they were able to explain what they're looking to do. And there are some solutions inside Monday that allow you to do it. But in their mind, how the workflow they had in mind was supposed to go was really to have the same item in multiple boards. So I got, I think, like 5 interviews like that. It was an interview from my point of view. For them, they was receiving like a consultation for their Monday setup. Beyond those interviews, we also looked at Facebook groups and we looked at Monday community forums, and we saw that this topic is really hot. Like, people are actually asking for it. It's been out there for a while, and yet this need is still unmet. So this is how we decided to build a solution for it.
Got it. So you didn't ask for money. You just vetted that people really needed it, and there was a lot of conversation around it. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. And I guess we didn't ask for money upfront. We built it in a very cheap way, and we just launched it. So it was really quick to develop it. We did invest a lot of resources into building that product. And yeah, we just shipped a very lean version of what it could be. Like, we all of the features that we have today were not even close to what we shipped initially. So that was kind of the validation to see if people are willing to pay for it. We just built it, launched it. It was very lean. And yeah, when we saw that people are willing to pay for it, even with a few couple features that we had when it first launched.
Do you remember how many weeks it took you to get to MVP?
I think it was honestly developed in around 2 weeks. Wow. Yeah, it took us 2 weeks, but there's also a phase where you need to get approved by Monday. So we had a couple of other weeks going through that review process. So I guess in a month or so, we were already live with this product, and the sales came in the first week. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you said you kept it simple. I mean, you must have kept it really simple to you know, be able to launch something in 2 weeks. And you're not a developer, right? So how did you possibly, usually it's the developer who goes and, you know, puts in 10, 12 hours and can launch something in 2 weeks, even something simple. As a non-technical founder, in essence, how were you able to manage to get an app built in such a short time?
I actually ran a web development agency. So I had a couple of developers on my team. I just decided to take one of my developers and told him, hey, I have an idea for, you know, let's try to build a couple of Monday apps. Let's see if that can be something cool. So I just took my developer. I just explained the idea. I went over the documentation as well to kind of see what could be done. Even though I'm not a developer, I could kind of understand what can be done with it. And I just told him, okay, if I get this right, you can do that and that and that. So let's try to build something that can do that and that and that. Those were the instructions. We didn't have any product requirement documents. It was honestly like a 10-minute call. And he came back to me and showed me that it's actually working. So that's how I went about it, even though I'm not a developer myself.
Yeah, but you had that experience running an agency. That helps a lot. So you have this product built, this MVP that you got out in a shockingly short amount of time after doing a bit of validation, but not overdoing it. You know, it's not like you spent months validating or months building. It sounds like it was a couple weeks. You have this built. How do you launch it? Like, how do you let people know that this is out there?
So first of all, I think because the need was really high. I just posted everywhere that were like a Monday community. There was like Facebook groups, it was the Monday community forums. Well, actually the places where I went to validate the idea were the exact same places where I where I advertised it, we could say. I simply created Facebook posts and I replied to people on those on the Monday community forum where they asked for this feature. I just replied to them directly and like quoted them and said, hey, this feature is now available, check the app marketplace. And this is how I got the first traffic. I think because it was, even though it was lean, it was kind of good, it was kind of working. And we were able to, like, I chose the categories in the marketplace in kind of a smart way, I could say. And I chose like the categories inside the marketplace where we could potentially get more traffic. So that was also like a kind of small thing that we did to get more traffic in the first month.
Yeah, something I often say is when you're trying to validate an idea, if you can't get any potential customers to talk to you now, how will you do that once you have a product? And it sounds like part of your validation was just seeing that a lot of people were willing to talk to you. I know you were talking about being, you know, you were saying you were an implementer and all that, but still there was a lot of conversation already. And I think it's less about the tech and it's more about the need and the pain point that you uncovered, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
In a minute, Sneer and I chat about how that initial launch went and the exact strategies he used to get to that $30,000 in MRR. But first, I want to reiterate why I think first-time founders should build an app or an extension on top of an existing platform like Monday.com. As Sneer mentioned, Monday already has a huge audience. In fact, they have over 225,000 customers across more than 200 industries. This means he didn't have to focus on customer education and marketing. 94% of Monday.com's large paying accounts have at least one app installed, which is why I think there's a lot of opportunity to build a SaaS on top of the platform. If you aren't familiar, Monday.com is a multi-product platform that runs all core aspects of work. Business owners and teams of all sorts use it to streamline their work using their work management, CRM, service, and dev products. If you want to build a product like Sneer, the team at Monday.com has put together a great ebook that lays out their core user groups, the job titles they'll often have, their pain points, and use cases for the platform. It's a treasure trove of customer research laid out for you, and you can get it for free. To get your copy, head over to the link below, fill out the form, and sign up for a developer account. Thanks to Monday.com for sponsoring this video. Let's get back to our conversation so we can hear about Sneer's growth strategies. So you've launched and you've let people know that this app exists. What was the initial response to launching that MVP in terms of revenue?
Yeah. So the first month, I think we did around 1.5K. The second month was an increase to 7K. It was really going... Yeah, and the third month was already like 17K, something like that. Those were the numbers. The jump was really high from month to month in the first few months because the need was really high. And again, this is kind of a gray area, but you know, when I launched it, I said all of the features, like the dream version of the product, that was kind of the message that I was trying to convey to those users. So a lot of people installed, and then they found like some of the features are still in development. But for me, it was like, if I can't sell like the dream version of this, then like I couldn't validate. So the launch was kind of the validation mixed with the actual launch.
Right. And it sounds like you also had word of mouth, like were people telling other folks about the tool?
Yeah. So it got really popular among the Monday community and the Monday forums. So yeah, users were really sharing this app with their friends. A lot of Monday implementers that were really installing those workflows for their clients found this app and started sharing it as well. And yeah, we got a lot of traction through word of mouth.
And after you launched, you had good growth the first couple months, but you mentioned offline that you really dove into having support as a competitive advantage. And I think that's something I want to call out here because folks feel like sometimes if they're going to build a marketplace app, that it's more set it and forget it. But you didn't just put it out there, promote it, and then, oh, look, it's just growing, right?
Yeah, support have been, the biggest growth engine that we had. So we simply add like a chat widget inside the app, nothing too fancy. And yeah, users just started speaking with us. And while some of them were asking about technical bugs or struggles that they had with the product, which is also good feedback for us to understand like what doesn't work as good as we want to. So a lot of the users came and just asked, hey, can this product do 1, 2, 3? Can it do this extra feature? And we got a lot of ideas from our users, and we knew how to prioritize the roadmap based on this, based on those conversations. And I was basically taking all of those conversations myself, and I really got to understand what the market wants, like how it's supposed to look like, what are the most important features that we must ship as soon as possible. And yeah, it was really helpful, and highly recommend anyone who's building their own SaaS. Participate in the support, add support that is easy to use with a chat. You can always automate it later, but if you participate in those conversations, you will really understand your users and understand what should be built next.
Got it. So being involved in support and really providing high quality support was not only a competitive advantage that it sounds like people were impressed by and were, that was probably part of your word of mouth, is that people like use this tool, the, you know, the developers of it are really friendly and knowledgeable and helpful, but it also helped guide the roadmap to help you continue to grow. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I think about other apps that I installed on Monday to kind of see how they're doing things, I didn't see anyone offering chat support inside the app. Mm. And our level of support was really beyond what the market expected. That it was really just by itself, just by having like someone to speak with right when you use the app was a huge advantage. That people told us up front, like, I chose you, even though your app is kind of doing what one of the competitors is doing, it shows you because their support is exceptional.
Right. And so in conversations we've had, you've talked about four things that you focused on to really help grow this app. And one you've already mentioned in this interview, which is you did stuff that didn't scale to get initial traction, right? You had conversations, you went to forums, and then you went back and you posted. Like, that doesn't scale infinitely, but it got you that first month or two of growth. You've also talked offline about how you really focused on optimizing your listing in the Monday.com app store. Can you help me understand, you know, what the thought process is there?
So when it comes to optimizing the listing, I think you should keep in mind two things. First is the message that you convey that people will actually read, and also how the algorithm will read what you're writing and how you're posting and structuring your listing. What I decided to do, even though the app might not be directly related, for example, for emails, I added in the backend keywords emails because I saw that if I go and type something into the search bar, they suggest email. So I just decided to go with those keywords to get the traction, to get the attention of users. So that was kind of the one thing that we did there. And we also invested into having a very good expanded video in the listing itself. So users would be able to land on the page, understand what it does, what are the benefits. You can also have there is a long text that you can put on the listing, especially in Monday. But I doubt that anyone is actually reading this huge chunk of text. So try to use images or video to convey what your app can do and why, how it's going to help your users.
Yeah, and this is the thing that folks should learn if they're going to build for an app marketplace or an app store, is that each of them ranks and searches a little differently. And so you need to learn enough about how that algorithm works in order to, you know, figure out how to get yours more towards the top of, you know, of the searches, so to speak, or of the listings. So that was two things you did. Third thing you did, which you've already mentioned, was you continued to evolve the product, right? You haven't let it go stagnant. You've built features based on customer requests. That comes back to the, you know, the support thing earlier. I bet folks think they can set it and forget it and kind of abandon an app, and it's not going to do very well over time. You will get overtaken. So I want to set that expectation. But the last thing is, it sounds like you've asked your customers for reviews in the app store. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so it was really obvious for me in the first when we first launched that we must get the attention and we must get some clicks. We need to do something, and reviews are, I think, the best way to go about it. Like, if someone sees two apps, one of them has no reviews, the other one has 100 reviews, at least it will start by checking the one with the reviews and see what they're all about. So in the first few months of the app, each user that I got on a call with them to do like an onboarding or even a customer support call if something didn't work, I was straightforward in asking them for a review. I was sometimes I was even telling them, okay, you need to click here, and then you click here, and then you click on the 5 stars to post a review. Most of them would give you that review. Like, this is honestly how they would rate your app, but you know, people are just, I don't want to say lazy, but it just, you know, no one stops their day to post a review. So sometimes you need to actually take them by the hand and kind of push them into giving that review. And I think this is a huge advantage that we now have in the marketplace. We have a really big amount of reviews. And that also helps in getting attention, and also helps in, you know, kind of keeping competitors away, because who wants to compete with an app with so many reviews?
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Sunir, for being open and spending the time to share with the MicroConf audience today. If folks want to follow you, they can find you on LinkedIn. We'll link that up here in the description. Or you're inside MicroConf Connect, which is our online community for SaaS founders. Thanks again for joining me.
Thanks, Rob.